dictation for Augusta, A-U-G-U-S-T-A, Davis, D as in David, A-V-I-S, February 1850. Address as a letter to Dr. Kurt K-U-R-T Anderson, 256-3307. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow-up for Augusta, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in May. Developed vertigo the last 3 months. She's doing vertigo physical therapy 2 times a week. Episodes are less frequent, but she has problems with walking, unsteady, and relatively weakness on the left lower extremity. She has done like 2 or 3 CT scans of the brain, denies headaches, denies double vision, denies nausea, vomiting, denies diarrhea, bleeding, or urinary symptoms. She has chronic dyspnea, never smoked, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen, does use CPAP machine at night. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight the hydralazine, metoprolol, nitrates. Remains on insulin short, long acting, cholesterol treatment, vitamin D125. Has been taking Keraphate for reflux. We will need to update aluminum levels. On physical exam, weight 155, blood pressure by nurse 178/90. Lungs are clear. She has a loud aortic systolic murmur. However, an echo this year, no severe valve disease, appears to be regular, no ascites, tenderness, or masses. There is evidence of peripheral vascular disease. Prior vein donor on the left side with my edema. The vein was used for bypass. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, August creatinine 2.2, which is baseline, and that represents a GFR 23 stage 4. Minor low sodium and high potassium and metabolic acidosis, low albumin, corrected calcium upper normal, phosphorus less than 4.8, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 10.9. Next paragraph. Most recent, excuse me, the echo that I found is from April. Ejection fraction was normal at 60%. There is enlargement of atria. Moderate aortic valve stenosis, moderate mitral valve stenosis, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. The most recent CT scan of the head without contrast from June, no acute process. There were opacification of the left middle ear, including the mastoid air cells. It is chronic microvascular abnormalities. The CT scan of the cervical spine, besides osteopenia, there was no fracture. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, no evidence of progression. There is no indication for dialysis. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. She has hypertension, which has been poorly controlled. Bilateral small kidneys, likely representing hypertensive nephrosclerosis. She has an AV fistula. We start dialysis for GFR less than 15 and symptoms. There is anemia but has not required EPO treatment. Minor electrolyte acid-base abnormalities as indicated above, however, does not require treatment. She does have new low albumin, denies any diarrhea. Because of the exposure to caraphate, we are going to add aluminum to the next blood test. She has peripheral vascular disease. She has mentioned some memory issues, continuous CPAP machine for sleep apnea. She needs further workup for that weakness on the left side comparing to the right. She has vertigo with abnormalities on middle ear on the left side. She might need formal neurological workup, or you might decide to do an MRI with details for the internal auditory canal. Continue to follow with you, end of dictation.